On the recorder.
Yeah, perhaps you can read the little words on the bottom.
November 14th, 4th, what's it say?
Can't read it.
Compassion. What's today? Today is 12th, no?
Yeah, Gimel.
13th.
You guys ready to start?
Yes.
Almost.
We're up to Yud Dalet for the 14th of November.
Next week.
Oh, it matches the date of the month. How about that? This will last only for 12 days.
No.
We're not on that.
What happens when real catch comes?
He'll sit here.
What happens when the other guy comes?
Actually, the other
one. Don't worry about it.
There's no
guys,
don't worry.
Can we start? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right here, everyone.
So we're continuing. We're continuing on to the answer to the stira between the Mishnah and Chagiga and our Mishnah. Does anybody want to say out what the stira is? What does the Mishnah Chagiga say?
Washing hands,
for what? For Meiser Shani, Mashain came a Meiser. Our Mishnah ended Mashain came a Meiser. That there's no dinim until Sidayim for Meiser Shani. Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah of Chagiga says very explicitly that there is a dinim until Sidayim for Meiser Shani. We had several answers given already. Now we're giving some more answers. Now let me just repeat the last answer.
That it's Natila Srach.
That the pshat was, the way we learned it was, that really, L'Olam, I'll tell you, Meiser Sheni really needs Natil Sidayim. Our Mishnah, when it says, Masha'en Kiva Meiser, it doesn't mean that it doesn't need Natil Sidayim, but what it meant was that it's different than the Meiser, than the Natil Sidayim, which is for Truma and Bikurim. Why is it different? Because if you touch with your daim that are shniyos, truma, or let's say truma, and Bikurim was saying that if you touch your truma, so you'll pass it because it becomes a shlishi, right? You'll pass it because it becomes a shlishi. But Masha'en came by Meiser Sheni. If you touch it and you have a sheni, there's no din shlishi by Meiser Sheni. So therefore, the requirement to wash your hands with Meiser Sheni is only a srach. That's the way we learned it. Okay, so it's in other words, there's a difference between whether be'etzem you need to wash your tzel sidayim in order to save the produce from becoming tameh, or is it a srach, so you'll get accustomed to it in other situations.
How are you translating the word srach?
Srach? Habit or something?
Routine.
Right. Okay? So now the Gemara goes on, Vasni non truma, that it says what? That, in other words, in the list, in the Mishnayos over there in Chagiga, it's got both Chulin, Meiser Sheni, and Truma. Now, the obligation to watch for Meiser Sheni is only for the sake of a routine. Then, since it's in the same list as the Truma in that Mishnah, so l'chayra, it should also be the same thing. Everything in that list. In other words, let's take this first one. Chulin is for sure srach. Now we're saying Meiser Sheni is also srach. So if you have chulin, Meiser Sheni, and truma, so probably truma is also srach. That can't be. We know truma is not srach. That's etzem takana. Is the v'chiyesh truma mishum tila srach? So therefore the Gemara says, Ela, Chulin shenasu al gavai kodesh. Now we're talking about someone who's makbet to eat chulin al taras al kodesh. What's the din in that case? In other words, if I decide I'm going to be makbet now, from now on I'm going to eat my chulin al taras al kodesh, does that have a din that if I my daim are shneos that it passels the chulin? The Gemara says no. That's the Gemara's question. So The Gemara is trying to say here, the Mishnah Bikurim, which teaches Meiser Sheni, does not require hand washing. That's talking about ordinary Meiser Sheni, which was not being Nechal al Taras HaKadosh. And the Mishnah over there in Chagiga that says you do need Natil Sidayim was talking where it was Nechal al Taras HaKadosh. That was the attempted answer.
So
This is we're going to see in a second. This is a machlokes over here. Frank the Gemara b'chulin shenasal gav hakadosh lo k'chulin hayni. Isn't taras hakadosh only the same din as chulin? It's just a question of how you're knowing with it. But the chefza itself doesn't change at all. Isn't that the case? So what kind of answer is this? The Gemara says tiftar ikrib shemun alazar ikrib alazar b'tzadik. The Gemara says actually there is a mahalach which we're gonna explain now what this means. Now, we have to wait till footnote 10. Ikrib shemun alazar the tani or shemun alazar oim mishum reb meir hayadayim tefila lechulin. That yadayim are tefila for tefila. Tchila means that they are, in other words, every time we've been talking about Yadayim are Shniyos, right? But now when we say Tchila, that means they're Rishonos. They're not Shniyos, they're Rishonos. So, Sheni Pasels, Truma. Rishonos can Pasel Chulin. Okay? So let's see, now in footnote 10 he talks about what the case is exactly. We're talking about a special case. We're talking about where you have a house which was a tzaraas afflicted house. The house is tamei. Now, what happens when you didn't walk into the house completely. You stuck your hands into the house only. So normally, in Atara, that's completely not considered a bia. You have to have an actual bia, kula or whatever, into the house. Hands just coming in partially is not enough. But the rabbanon, they were afraid. So there was a din of tumah on the hands, midrabbanon. Question is, what kind of din is that? So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah over there. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva rules, the hands rise to Rishonos. Rabbi Shimon Ben-Elazar explains that even chulin foods are rendered tamei by contact with these hands, just like they're rendered tamei by other Rishonos. Okay? In other words, if you have a Rishon L'tumah, it's makamei oichlin mashkin, right? So the same way Rabbi Akiva says that his hands are Rishonos. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you over here is that's a chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It happens to be that there are those who argue on him and hold that that's not what Rabbi Akiva meant. He never meant to say that it's metame other foods, just that they have a halacha like Rishonos, legabe other halachas. Not that it's metame chulin. The Gemara is saying, Ikir Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Rabbi Shimon Meir, Hayadayim Chilo L'chulin, that they are Rishonos. Why is a mayor being mentioned here? Just one second. We have Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Meir? Hold on a second. Why is it Rabbi Meir? I don't see Rabbi Meir. I'm not sure. Maybe Rav Meir was explaining with the Kiva Shita. I'm not sure about that. Hayadayim tchilu l'chulin. The hands are Rishonos. Ushnias l'truma. They have a luck like Sheni. So you can interpret the Mishnah in Chagiga, right? The Mishnah in Chagiga that says that you do require washing for hands is talking about when your hands were Rishonos. Okay? And then you have to wash them, whether it's for chulin, whether it's for ma'aser sheni, whether it's for truma, you have to wash it across the board. The Mishnah in Bikurim, where it says, Masha ein kein b'ma'aser, you don't have to have metilas yadayim by ma'aser sheni. That's talking about a case. Ordinary hands, which are shenios. So that's this answer. Okay, you got the answer? The answer is, one is a case of yadayim are rishonos, one's a case of yadayim are shenios, and you have to work out exactly how it works. You know how it could have Rishonos? That's what we just finished explaining. Now that's one Mahalach. Now we have another Mahalach, Ikrib Rabsonik, who disagrees with our whole premise that we started with, was that if you have, this is what Chalcy just asked us, if you had Chulin, that you're Machmir to eat al Taras HaKadosh, so we assumed that it's like ordinary Chulin, and it doesn't become disqualified with Yadayim or Chashniyos. That's not Rabbi Elazar Rabsonik's Shita. Chulin Shnas HaKadosh, the Sneen Tamon, that's the Tanakama. No, they take on. If you're being machmid on them, then the chetza also becomes elevated, becomes like truma, becomes fossil L'tamei shnayim, l'sol echad, it becomes two cases, right? Whether yadayim or shniyas will become tamei, alim v'tamei, other things. Or l'sol echad, or it could be pasul. I'm sorry, so it's, again, it's a rishon and a sheni to be matame, or it could become pasul if it's a shlishon. So that's the idea. Okay, so the bottom line here is we have another, this is another answer. So the case in Chagigo where it says you are washing your hands for Maisa Sheni, he's talking about when you're makbin al chulin tanas hakodesh. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, that is you're going to pasul the chulin, and according, and that's why you have chulin, Maisa Sheni, and truma all on the list. And the case in Bikurim where it says Mashain came a Maiser, that's talking about someone who's not makbin al tanas hakodesh. Where there you don't need any Hilchot Yadayim at all. So now, in summary, we have several answers here, A, B, C, D, and E. And if you want to see those answers, you could read number 18, and you'll see a summary of all the answers that we've said over the past two blocks. I'm not reading them here. Okay, next. Next Mishnah. Yeshva Meister will be Kurim. Masha Inkim Shuma. Previous Mishnahs, we were talking about things which were by Bikurim and Shuma. And not by Maisa, right? We said Masha Ein Kinma Maisa. That was the previous Mishnah, the way to end it. So it was Bikurim and Truma on one side, Masha Ein Kinma Maisa Sheni. Now we're going to say Bikurim and Maisa Sheni. One second, please. Okay. Yeshva Maisa with Bikurim. There are rules by Maisa Sheni and Bikurim, Masha Ein Truma, which don't apply by Truma. Here's the list. They need to be brought to a certain place, right? Maaser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim to eat it, and Bikurim have to obviously be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So they need a Havas Makam. Truma obviously can be eaten anywhere, and it can be eaten anywhere, right? Utu'unim Bidoi, they require confession. What's confession? Anybody know what confession is? What's the confession? What's the Bidoi? So the Vidui, it says over here in footnote 20, that on the fourth and seventh years of the Shemitah years, on Pesach, it's the Erev Pesach actually, you got to get rid of any of your accumulated Trumas Maisers, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Oni, Bikurim, anything you have left over in your house, you got to get rid of it. Okay? Now, after you get rid of it, you make this vidoy that you did with a sisim chomashim and sisim sani, right? Okay. Now, he goes into drush over here on the bottom. It's ridiculous. He goes into why is it called vidoy? I mean, it's like this is a parish on the Yerushalmi. Do not go off and say drush over here. It's this guy got it. He really lost control. Let's get going. So these things are truma and bidoy. So what are we saying here? And truma does not require bidoy, right? What's the shot doesn't require bidoy? So let's see what it says over here. See, the Gemara on 17b will ask, this Mishnah, which states that truma does not require confession, appears to contradict the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, which teaches Maaser confession includes truma. So there's different solutions we're going to see, I guess. But so we have a problem exactly how vidoy is not impacting truma. L'chera, it does. So we'll hold off on that question. Asur lo'ainein, l'chalti v'ayni mimenu. Of course, we know it says v'feirish, you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni v'ayni. And all the rules of Maaser Sheni apply to Bikurim. You can't eat that either, Ba'oni. But Truma can be eaten Ba'oni, no problem. Okay? For Rav Shimon Matir, he permits an Oini to eat Bikurim. Alright? So that's the end of Yudal Amadal. Now, Yudal Amadal, Chayovim Bebior. Now, this is very interesting. Here, we're talking about, let's see here. Here you have to pay close attention. Here you have to look at the footnotes because it gets a little detailed over here. So you got to remove your tithes from preceding years, right? So you give the truma to the kohanim, the maaser rishon you give to the levim, the maaser oni you give to the poor people, okay? And that once they have it, they can consume it even after Pesach, okay? Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, however, this is the key over here, because it says Chayov and Babir, it means they need to be destroyed. What's different about Bikurim and Maaser Sheni? They must be destroyed, whether they're in the possession of the landowner or the recipients. And it's accomplished by burning the items and throwing them into the sea. So that destruction does not apply to Truma. All right? So, Biyat Yarkarshman HaBayis could mean, that the idea behind whether you call something beer could be called getting rid of it by giving to the people that it belongs to, and also could mean you have to physically destroy it. That in this Mishnah, beer is referring to the actual destruction, right? So, what we're saying is, Bikurim and Maaser Sheni require destruction. Mashen Kin Truma, that just requires giving it to the Kohen. V'Reb Shimon Paiter, what does he say? He exempts Bikurim from this law. He obviously doesn't hold you have to destroy Bikurim. In other words, he doesn't make the comparison between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim the way the Tanna Kamma did. For Asian Kosh Hemi Lech
B'Yishalayim.
The Kohen has him, or the Baal has not brought it yet to Yerushalayim? I think it's the Baal. Yeah. No, that's not what he said before. He said, no, in the previous note, I read it. Sheni, remember I read it. Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, however, must be destroyed at this time, whether they are in the possession of the landowner or the recipients. So before we said that even if it was in the hands of the Kohanim, it would also have to be destroyed. Okay? Now Reb Shimon holds they should not be destroyed. They should be given to the Kohanim, who may then eat them even after Pesach. So, in other words, is it compared to the other group? In which case the recipients could eat them afterwards. Tanakama held, no, you have to get rid of it. And Reb Shimon held, Mikurim is not like Maaser Sheni, and you could give it to the Kohanim, who could then continue to eat it. Okay, now, V'oysen Koshrehe Milach V'Yerushalayim, that was an excellent question. V'oysen Koshrehe Milach V'Yerushalayim, that if there is a Taruvus, now here it's going to be very difficult. We already said, This is a tough line. This Mishnah is saying you can't eat them in Yerushalayim if there's a taruvus. Now what they explain here is we're talking about a special case. First of all, what's the subject again? What is our subject? Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. We're saying that this is different than Truma. So this is the way in which they're different. That they're Eisrin B'Koshahein. What does that mean, Eisrin B'Koshahein? We know that Bikurim are bottled in 101. We just said that in the previous Mishnah. So what does it mean, it's Eisrin B'Koshahein? So they say the case is like this. You had Maaser Sheni. You brought it into Yerushalayim. Then you took it out of Yerushalayim. Right?
And then it got mixed with
Kulin. Then it became mixed with Chulin afterwards. Now the din is, once Maaser Sheni goes into Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore on money, right? That's where it becomes nitfas, and you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But once it goes out of Yerushalayim, so what's the only thing you can do with it?
Bring it back
to Yerushalayim. Once you bring it back to Yerushalayim, can you eat it? Yes, you can. So, if you have a taruvus outside of Yerushalayim, with that, it's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Exactly. It's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, which is not Bottle. And that's why it says, Eisen B'Kol Shehein. Okay? Now that obviously is not going to apply by Truma, because there's no din. The Truma has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the whole din doesn't apply. But Bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So therefore, this din applies to those ideas. Okay. Now, the Giduleim Asrum Melachim Yerushalayim, that's also the same kind of halacha. Same case, you brought it into Yerushalayim, then you brought it out of Yerushalayim, only this time you planted it, right? You planted it. Now, the Gedulim group, they also, Asrum B'Kol Shehein, same rule. Next.
So that you could bring back to Yerushalayim as
Bring back to Yerushalayim as well.
I don't remember. Can a Kohen eat Bikurim anywhere?
In Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim. Lefim and Achayim. Yeah. So be Lefim and Achayim.
You're not eating in the Beis
Hamikdash. No.
Even though you have to bring it there.
That's correct. Reb Shimon over here, I don't know, he didn't write, it's not printed right, I don't think. It should be read, Reb Shimon Matir, Af Lazarim, Va'af LeBehema. It's not printed right. It should say, you know, Reb Shimon Matir should be on the right side of Af Lazarim, Va'af LeBehema, not on the left side. Does everybody see that? No. It's not. That's not right. Reb Shimon Matir, Af Lazarim, Va'af LeBehema. It's all going on Reb Shimon. Hello? Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So. No, wait a second. On the Hebrew side. I didn't look at the Hebrew side. Wait a second. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I take it back. I thought it was a mistake in the print on the left, but it's not. It's a mistake in the print in the regular Shali. Okay, never mind. Okay, so Reb Shimon permits the growth even to non-Kohanim. We're going to have an extreme here. This is Mamash HaMachlokes Mikotza El HaKotza. The Tanakhama said no one can eat it outside Yerushalayim. Not Kohanim, right? And not Azar. Azar certainly can't eat it. Let's take both cases. We've got Bikurim, and we've got Maaser Sheni, right? So Maaser Sheni is normally nachal to a regular Zar. It goes out of Yerushalayim, it gets mixed up, no one can eat it there. The Zar can't eat it. He has to come bring it back to Yerushalayim. The case of Bikurim were never eaten to anybody except the Kohanim. It went outside Yerushalayim, it got into a Taruvus. Who's going to be able to eat it? No one except Kohanim, and they only when it's brought back into Yerushalayim. Now Reb Shimon is matir both those. In other words, he's matir if there's a taruvus of Bikurim in Chulin outside Yerushalayim that it's batal, and therefore it can be eaten by anyone. Right? And number two, Maaser Sheni, the same thing. It can be, that's what it means. And so Af Lazarim means even the case of the Bikurim where it's mixed in, that even a Zar could eat it. And why is Sheni Af LeBehema, that it's bottle, it's like Chulin Gemurim, and it could therefore be fed even to an animal. All right?
And this is opposed to the Truma, which can be eaten anywhere by anything.
This is as opposed to what?
Truma.
Truma cannot be fed to the animal.
No, I said, he can eat it, Kohen can eat it. Anyway.
The Kohen can eat it anyway. Yes, that's correct. But he's being matur even to the Zar, because he holds its bottle. Okay. Harelu Maisu Mihurim, Masha'en came with Truma. So we've spoken out each time how it was different from Truma. Okay, next. Sukta Gemar. Tu'un and Abbas Makam. Dixiv. And the Gemara is going to quote Sukkim over here. There's no finish over here. As it's Shait and Pasuk. Vavisim Shomel Osekim Zimachim 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 Zimachim. So it says Krumas Yadcham in the Pasuk. What does Krumas Yadcham mean? It's Bikurim. Because we know it says, so we know, as we've said many times, it's Yad Yad, that there's a Gzer Shova. And we know that Krumas Yadcham is referring to Bikurim. So you know it has to be brought in Yerushalayim. Next, what about Chayav Mabiyur? The Ksiv Biyati HaKresh V'Nabayis Ad Kedoyin Maiser. So when it says V'yati HaKresh V'Nabayis in the parasha, it would be helpful if you just look in the psukim, if you had a chumash here in front of you. But anyway, V'yati HaKresh V'Nabayis 15, let's see. Do you have it on the slide over here?
Yeah,
here it is. Ice Gimel in the Torah Arshon brings the pasuk. Right? So what's that talking about? That's talking about Maaser Sheni. Bikurim Minayin. How do you know Bikurim are also subject to this law? That it requires Biur? So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Reb Elazar HaKodesh HaEl Yon Mashma. Biarti HaKodesh Ben Habayis. So that parsha is talking about a parsha of what? Maaser Sheni. The previous parsha was the parsha of Bikurim. So the Kodesh that we're referring to here in this parsha is also referencing the Kodesh of the previous parsha as well. It's not like Zeir Shavah, it's a reference of HaKodesh. Here is referring to the HaKodesh of the previous parsha. And Mamela, you know that it's Shayach Kabir. Ad Khan. Okay, Rabbi Sai.
You haven't responded to the CM.